The petitions were brought by four groups, including the Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association and Sportsman's Alliance Foundation. They argued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service should reduce or remove protections for wolves in the Western Great Lakes region and West Coast states because their populations have recovered. The agency said the petitions didn't show such actions were warranted. Todd Atkins with the Sportsman's Alliance says the decision ignores science.
I can only assume it's based on politics, because the data is clear. Gray wolves in the Western Great Lakes far exceeded recovery goals that have been established for a very long time.
That's based on a 1992 wolf recovery plan. The Humane Society of the United States says that plan is vastly outdated, adding wolves are still absent from most of their historic range. Daniel Pating, Wisconsin Public Radio.